Welcome back inside the lab, everybody. It is the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. And on today's episode, you know what you can expect. Locks, bets, DFS targets, and a breakdown of all the top news and chatter in the NHL when it comes to the realm of fantasy. Welcome back, everybody. Let's get this paper.
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hockey heads, degenerate gamblers, and fantasy players unite and stand up. This is your show, hosted by Mr. Steel Roden and your boy Big Flip Livingstone. We are here with you Monday to Friday, making sure you have everything you need to know to stack that pocketbook with a little bit of cash. And thank you for making us your first listen every single day. We are a part of the Locked On Network, and you know you can find us across all platforms. You find your favorite and hottest content, including YouTube. Smash that subscribe button. We're pushing all the way to 100. This show is just getting warmed up, baby, so make sure you continue to show us that love. Steel and I appreciate it. Second round is in full swing, Steel. This is the time of year where hockey fans are at their peak. I'm fired up as always. Today's show, we're breaking down some big news in the NHL. When Sidney Crosby speaks, we listen. We have to break down that fantasy impact of him saying he wants to play three more years. Evgeny Malkin has some quotes. What's going on in Pittsburgh? We're also talking about Lightning, Panthers, Blues, Avalanche. Big Thursday night for action. We're DFS targets, baby. Big time bets. Steel, where do you want to start? Because Mr. 87 wants to play three more years. And looking at his fantasy season and his value, absolute stud. Got you. Have to have your eyes on Sidney still.
Yeah, let's start with Sidney Crosby. And, you know, definitely a heartbreaking series to lose against the New York Rangers, being up 3-1. I think it was very obvious to a lot of people that that Sidney Crosby was going to stay with the Pittsburgh Penguins. Got it. They have to get a deal done, but that was obvious to everybody. And I said that even after the series, that we're going to continue to see Sidney Crosby and Jake Guentzel. And I'll even throw Brian Rust in there as well. Those three are going to continue to be great for many, many years for the Pittsburgh Penguins. And as long as Crosby is on the roster, the Penguins always have a chance and can make a deep run for a Stanley Cup every single time when he's on their team. So yeah. I'm excited to see what happens with his future with the Pittsburgh Penguins, but also with Evgeny Malkin. You know, he comes out with a couple of quotes saying that obviously that he wants to stay. He's been there for 15, 16 years, his entire NHL career. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he knows it's still a business. And if, you know, they can't get a deal done or he has to move to a different city, he's ready for that as well. And he'll move his family and continue playing in the NHL, we hope.
Whenever something comes out or whenever Sidney Crosby speaks, it's like, you know, there's a couple of these players in the league, Steel, where you have to take notice. Connor McDavid, Austin Matthews, Sidney Crosby. So when he comes out and says something like, and I'll quote him here, three more for sure. We'll see after that. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. Three, definitely. Hey, I mentioned it. These guys are in tip-top shape. Never been more, like a performance athlete has never been more able to defy his age. But this is a player who's had a lot of head injuries, Steel. Yeah. A lot of very serious setbacks in his career. I think three at a peak level is maybe a tall ask for Sidney Crosby. But until he starts to show any slowdown, his fantasy value is absolutely still top elite level. And look, I mentioned this to you before. Three seasons remaining on a 12-year, $104.4 million deal and at $8.7 million per year. What a steal for Sidney Crosby, because honestly, we could easily be talking about this Pittsburgh Penguins group as a second-round team. Kudos to the Rangers for really taking care of a team that we both know that window is closing and the pressure is clearly on. But at the end of the day, Steel, I don't know what you think about what do the Pittsburgh Penguins have to do to put the right players around Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin to make sure that these last 2 or 3 years, because I think three might be a stretch, let's call it the next 2 years, aren't squandered with two of these. I don't know what you think they have to do. Maybe do they have to sell off a bit of the farm and just kind of go in that win now mode, perhaps?
I think they really need to take a good look at their depth players, their bottom six forwards, because to me, you know, even though Evan Rodriguez had a decent year at the beginning, he was playing on the top line with Sidney Crosby and getting a lot of power play time as well on the first unit because of all the injuries they had. So his game was elevated with Crosby, but ever since he was dropped back down to the third line, he's almost been a ghost for the second half of the regular season. Yeah. And as well as with guys like Kasperi Kapanen, those guys are very, very, when they get in a cold streak, it lasts a long time. So for me, I think Pittsburgh definitely needs to take a look at their, you know, their bottom six forwards, because I think, you know, we both know that with Jake Gensel, Crosby and Russ, that's the best line they have. And then even with Malkin, Carter and, you know, whoever's in Danton Heinen as of right now, the second line's been pretty good, but they really needed to focus on the bottom six. Other than that, I think they just got a little unlucky. Tristan Jarry got hurt. Casey Smith gets hurt. There's, you know, Louis Domingue kind of stood on his head a little bit, and the Pittsburgh Penguins led in games 5, 6, and 7 and just blew a lead. So it's just happens sometimes. They got very unlucky with injuries in the postseason.
That can happen. And at the end of the day, if the Pittsburgh Penguins can manage to put a few pieces around a group that clearly Chris Letang also said he wants to stay, he wants to continue to play, because these are some of these guys that could easily step away and retire. They have multiple cups. They have nothing else to prove. But they know that those three together are still a special unit. And I think that with Sean or with Brian Burke and Ron Hextall in that front office, I really do expect the Pittsburgh Penguins to be major players on the offseason market, and we'll see what's in store for that franchise. But we know what's in store for a bunch of franchises, Steele, four of them to be exact, for Thursday night. Let's talk about Tuesday night's action, though, that featured these same four teams. Lightning going up 1-0 with a decisive 4-1 victory against the Florida Panthers, and the Avalanche squeaking one out against the St. Louis Blues in overtime. Why don't we start with the Battle of Florida? I had the Panthers as my lock of the night. I really did expect them to take advantage of the first game at home. You mentioned Jonathan Huberdeau and those big guys needing to step up, and they did the opposite, Steele. Yeah. I don't know what your takeaway is from this game, but why don't we start right there?
If it's anything like the first round against the Washington Capitals, I think the Florida Panthers bounced back in a big way in game two, because that's exactly what they did against Washington. True. You can't go down 0-2, you know, to start the series, especially when you have home ice advantage. So I think they do bounce back in a big way. We saw that against Washington, but Tampa is a tough competitor. And even without Braden Point, they were absolutely vicious out there, getting a lot of scoring from their bottom six forwards as well, which I'm going to get into for DFS selections. But, you know, Tampa just came out in game one and they didn't want to do what they did in the first series in game one against Toronto. So they came out very strong and very focused against the Florida Panthers.
Props due to John Cooper and this coaching staff, because I swear they're like they're like a live organism. They feel what happens in the game and they adapt and change as it happens. You know, I'm not a math or a science guy, Steele, but I hope you get that reference. That's how fast this coaching staff learns. And exactly what you said, they almost, you know, they're like an amoeba or whatever. They know how to protect themselves, and look at what they did. Huge, huge, decisive game one, 4-1 win. That could have also been a shutout, by the way. And what did we talk about for X factors? Vasilevsky, hello, there you go. Also, credit due to you for calling out the bottom six and even the fourth line on Tampa Bay for an X factor. Corey Perry, goal. Pierre-Edward Belmar, goal. Ross Colton, also a goal. We know Nick Paul basically pushed them through the last series.
Yeah.
This is what Stanley Cup winners do, Steele. And look at this. I feel you on the bounce back for Florida, but I think the main takeaway from this game, and we can talk about the Blues Avalanche around the break quickly, is if the Lightning can continue to get this balanced attack and roll four lines, Florida might really need to grind this one out. And I still think I'm going Panthers. That's where I'm sticking. That's my bet. but I think you'll back me on the fact that they might be in trouble if the Lightning can continue to get these four lines rolling. What I need to tell you about what I like to roll in, it's birthday cake puffs. I like to put it all over me. If they taste delicious, they are from Built Bar. Imagine dipping your finger into a plastic tub of birthday cake frosting and then opening your eyes and realizing that it was only 150 calories and 16 grams of protein, aka it was healthy and delicious. That's what it's like to eat a birthday cake puff from Built. Steele and I are snacking on these on the regular and still getting healthy, and we've never had anything like this before. They are available right now, and I can't promise they'll be there tomorrow, so you better go get them at Built.com today. Make every day your birthday with Built Birthday Cake Puffs. Built has taken the delicious experience of biting into a fresh slice of birthday cake enrobed in 100% right chocolate and sprinkles, baby. 150 calories, 16 grams of protein, and only 9 grams of sugar. This limited time flavor is an amazing option if you're looking for a healthy way to get flavor and variety into your diet. All Built Puffs are covered in 100% real chocolate, and that means you can eat healthy and still enjoy it. Go to Built.com, use promo code LOCK15, and get 15% off your order.
Thank you for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. For your next listen, you have to check out the Locked On Now Podcast, nightly recaps of every NHL game with analysis from our local experts. It's free wherever you get your podcasts, just like this podcast right here. So like we say every episode, if you haven't hit the subscribe or the follow button, please do so, and you won't miss out on any of the content Flip and I have coming out for the rest of the playoffs and heading into summer. Flip and I appreciate all the love and support out there. So thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode. And Flip, let's talk about that second game for Thursday, Colorado Avalanche and the St. Louis Blues. Let's kind of, you know, review what happened in game one. I thought it was an incredible game. You know, I think Jordan Binnington obviously stood on his head, gave his team a chance on the road, but obviously wasn't quite enough. And how about the hero from game one, Josh Manson, with a rip from the blue line?
Hey, trade deadline acquisition, almost one of the first ones that really kind of started things rolling, which is kind of one of those weird things. But again, these are the kinds of heroes that you need to find when the games get gritty, when these games get nasty, Steele. That was one of those games. Also, 54 shots on goal for the Colorado Avalanche. I've talked basically till I'm blue in the face, no pun intended, about how great Ville Husso has been stepping in for Jordan Binnington, because there was a moment there in the regular season where the St. Louis Blues were starting to look lost, and Ville Husso basically saved their season. And here we go with Jordan Binnington doing his thing again at the most important time. There's something about this guy, Steele, that I think he's the classic goalie. He's a little bit, you know what I mean? He's a little bit, let's say, cuckoo Mike Smith style. There's something off.
I was waiting for that.
There's something off about this guy. I'm not about to call him cuckoo Jor, but kudos due for keeping this St. Louis Blues team right in there, because this score could have easily been different. And I would say that you're going to see a bit more of a crooked score in tonight's game in the favor of the Colorado Avalanche.
Yeah, that's what I was going with as well. And that's what I'm going to go with for my DFS selections and big time bets. But, you know, to go back on Ville Husso, even though he was as great in the regular season, I had a feeling that heading into the playoffs with not a lot of experience, the stage was going to be too big for him. And that's what we saw against the Minnesota Wild in the first round.
Yes.
And that's why we know the St. Louis Blues team is very deep and can make a deep playoff run, is because they had Jordan Binnington to fall back on. Yeah, he wasn't great in the regular season.
That's why
Husso took over. But he's got a ring. You're right. He's got a ring. He has the experience, and he's been here before. So, look, he had an incredible game one. He's been incredible since he's come in the first round of game four against the Minnesota Wild, and he's going to continue to be that. So even though I believe that, you know, we both believe that it's going to be a little bit of a crooked number for the Colorado Avalanche in game two, I still think they got to continue with Binnington throughout the series, unless proven otherwise.
I agree. And what you're just highlighting there, Steele, is – I think kudos due to the Blues front office. Doug Armstrong is an astute GM. He's one of those guys that just makes these kinds of moves. And we've talked about Robert, your boy, getting paid. He's gonna make sure that this team is in a position to continue to win. The St. Louis Blues are now one of those franchises that you can count on as being just a tough out no matter what. So I just wanted to pay that respect due to the front office, because the fact that they have the benefit of being able to, just pull Stanley Cup winner Jordan Bennett. Was he a Conn Smythe winner? I'm getting crazy. He was in the mix for it if he didn't win it.
Yes.
But the fact that they still have that option is kudos to the front office. This game is going to be exciting, Steele. I'm sure you're targeting for DFS, so why don't we talk about that?
Yeah, let's help the fans out there win some DFS for Thursday night. And I'll start off with, my bottom tier players. I'm going to go over to the Florida Panthers and Tampa Bay Lightning series to start off with. And just like I said before, I think Corey Perry could be an X factor, and he was in game one. And I think he continues that again into game two. Corey Perry, 2 points. You said it yourself, Ross Colton had a power play goal too. That bottom six was really, really great in game one. So going with Corey Perry and Ross Colton to start off with, but I'm saving, of course, my money for the Colorado Avalanche against the St. Louis Blues in game two. Josh Manson was the hero in game one. I think he can be a viable option on the blue line, but I'm looking at, obviously, of course, Cale Makar, but even if Devin Taves is not too expensive, I'd look at him as well if he's an option. But obviously, of course, Cale Makar, Nathan MacKinnon, Mikko Rantanen, and, obviously just go with the top tier guys, because like Flip and I have said, I think the Colorado Avalanche go out big for game two.
Right here at the top of my notes, Steele, as well. Look, Josh Manson had 2 points, 4 shots on goals, 3 hits, and 2 takeaways. And I know you don't get any points in daily fantasy for takeaways, but if this guy has the confidence to go out there in these games and stripping the puck off guys, which is not his game, those are the kinds of little things you need to look for confidence. Go digging into the stats. They're free, baby. The box scores are free. Don't sleep. But one of the players right at the top of my list, Steele, was Sam Girard as well, who looked really good in almost 24 minutes of ice time. He chipped in with a goal as well. That's another player that could fill out your lineup and really, Steele, this is the game for me for DFS. I don't know if you were taking a look elsewhere, but definitely take a look at those Colorado Avalanche.
Yeah, of course. And, speaking of, being the hero in game one, I think that as you get deeper and deeper into the playoffs, you really need to start seeing a lot of these, lower tier players step up and be a hero in the game. Because as it gets deeper into the playoffs, things get tighter, things get more physical. The scoring isn't there as much, and you need some unsung heroes in as you get deeper into the playoffs. So if Josh Manson, Sam Girard, guys like that, even guys that were brought in at the deadline, Arturi Lehkonen, if those guys can really be a hero at some point, this Colorado team is definitely going to the finals.
Hey, they got healthy at the right time, Steele. That's one of those things that you can't predict that. You can't put any more emphasis on it as well. That's huge. Gabriel Landeskog has been a beast. That's tease for big time bets. Locks of the night coming up. Stay tuned.
Yeah, let's get right back over to big time bets. But where you should place your bets is betonline.net. Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball season, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sport wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and many, many more. So head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and actions. BetOnline, where the game starts. Thank you for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. Don't forget, we are free and available wherever you get your podcasts, which also includes YouTube. So please make sure you hit the subscribe and the follow button, and you'll get the latest episodes of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast every Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock in the morning Eastern Time. flip, big time bets. I don't know about you, but I've only got my lock of the night for tonight. So very quick, but yep. I'll throw it over to you to start it off. Do you have three picks or just the lock of the night?
I'm going lock of the night again, baby. And I think we should really keep these simple moving forward because there really are only the two games a night. We're looking at the same things every other night. And when that happens, you can kind of get that kind of blinder vision on and just keep rolling with the same bets, which can burn you sometimes. So what I would say right now at this time of year, because I know myself have a bunch of futures bets on, dial it back a little, make sure the wobbly pops aren't influencing your bets, and keep it simple, stupid. You get me. Listen, Gabriel Landeskog has been a beast since coming back from his injury. We've mentioned that for some of these guys that have been the workhorses for their team, Steele, these injury recovery times can be absolutely huge for their energy level and their production coming back from injury. Gabriel Landeskog is clearly clicking at top pace. How about 3 goals, 5 assists in 5 games so far? I'm taking this one real simple and ratcheting up my wager. Gabriel Landeskog, any time point for a fat, fat night. Let's get that from my lock of the night, Steele. I would also, if you're out there looking to dial your bet back, parlay that with the Colorado Avalanche. That's my lock of the night.
Well, I'm not sure if my bet is dialing it back and playing it safe. I do have the one and only lock of the night, but I'm going straight to Cale Makar because I can't remember. He might have had 1 point or didn't have a point at all, but he was fantastic in game one. He's so fast out there. He's always looking to headman the puck and even go for a skate when he sees open ice. So I think he looks fantastic. And I've always thought for the last couple of years, Victor Hedman has been the best defenseman. But after these playoffs, it might be Cale Makar. He's just so fun to watch. I don't know if this is playing it safe, but I am taking Makar over 1.5 points in this game for game two. This is probably going to be a high scoring game on the Colorado Avalanche side. And I think he's a big part of that.
Well, let's just have a quick look at his 5 games in the playoffs this year so far, Steele. How about 1 goal, 2 assists game one, 1 goal game two, 3 assists in game three, 1 goal, 2 assists in game four, and held off the score sheet last game. Well, but 5 shots on net still. So something tells me that this track record points to him continuing to be a beast in terms of the offensive numbers. And I don't know what it is, Steele. What I saw from the Colorado Avalanche the other night in what I think was, to be fair, their biggest test so far, an overtime game against the quality of the St. Louis Blues. No offense to the Nashville Predators, and they held it down. That's the kind of confidence that a good team builds on in a big way. If you want the Stanley Cup, what do you do tonight, Steele? You blow the doors off the St. Louis Blues, and you show them what's good. That's how you go on these runs. That's what I expect them to do. So if you're out there in this world and you haven't paid attention so far, DFS, Avs, bets, Avs, locks of the night, player props on the Avs. Let's get it, Steele.
I love when we're on the same page because it makes me feel so confident. It makes me feel even more confident with my luck tonight. So I love when we're on the same page. It makes me super happy, Flip. It also makes me happy that everyone out there is tuning into the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast, making it their first listen every day. But for your second listen, you have to check out Locked On NHL. From the first round matchups to each Stanley Cup kiss in the Stanley Cup Finals, Locked On NHL covers the playoffs like no other. Hear the latest news and opinions from local experts every Monday through Friday, just like this podcast right here. You can find us every Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. So hit the subscribe, hit the follow button so you make sure you're not missing out on any of the episodes. Thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode with Flip and I. Have a great day. Good luck with all your bets tonight, and we shall see you back here again tomorrow.
Peace.